I'm Aseem Sood, and I come from India. And I study information systems here at the University of Vivascular.
My name is Rakib. I'm from Bangladesh. I'm studying in master's degree program in service innovation and management at Uvascular University.
My name is Hura, like Hooray, and I'm from Iran and 36 years old, and study music psychology in University of Uvascular. But before coming to Finland, I had 10 years of work experience in project management and also quality management.
Okay, my name is Tajuddin Sulaiman. I am from Nigeria, and I'm actually a third-year student, international business at YAMC, University of Applied Sciences.
One of the most interesting reasons I would say that the companies in Finland should hire me is because of the kind of international exposure I have had, having worked in India, a few other places, and now having worked in Finland for a while I've been studying. Okay. So, you know, the kind of international exposure and the multicultural kind of experience that I've had is one of the main reasons that I think that companies in central Finland should especially hire me.
My understanding, the current situation in Finland, that they need to really extend their business to all over the world.
Yeah.
And they need more multicultural people, international people, with new ideas, innovative ideas, those who understand the different cultures. And I think I am from Bangladesh, so I actually capture the whole Indian subcontinent background I have. And I have been living in Finland for 6 years. So minä puhun vähän suomea, minä voin keskustella suomen kielellä. Minulla on suomalainen kansalaisuus ja bangladeshilainen kansalaisuus. So minä voin tehdä työtä koko maailmassa. That's why I think like I will be very good for the companies. Those who are really thinking to extend their business all over the world, and they're really looking for multicultural people, open-minded people, challenging people. And through my studies and previous work experience, I have good knowledge in different IT areas, in business intelligence, SAP, SAP ERP systems, programming, testing. So I'm not best in all of this, but I have really good understanding all the principles in this.
I myself have quite a lot of different backgrounds. I have a colorful backgrounds in different fields. Like now I'm working for my thesis in neuroscience, and I had some background in the project management and quality, like 10 years of being in offices. So it's quite a long time I was coaching the team, I was supervising teams, I was inside the team. So I can feel both sides of being in a team, and I have my talents.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, sometimes these talents undermined by language requirements, which is not satisfying for everyone.
Yeah, that's pretty nice, and I'm very happy for this opportunity. For example, I currently study international business now, but before I came to Finland, I study electrical engineering.
Yeah.
And I also worked for like 3 years in automation field. So I see the opportunity of balancing the possibility of technology and business.
Yeah.
So I have a common ground between business and technology. So now I have this kind of technological management. So it's a very like a bigger impact and opportunity for companies to hire somebody like me, because I can look from both perspective of business and also technology at the same time.
It's actually a very good idea that they did invite us for this live stream here, and to be able to listen to, you know, there are some of the speakers here that I've seen on YouTube videos when they are shared on my Facebook's wall or something like that. But to be able to be a part of an event in a way that you are actually watching them live, even though it's not from the stage but from a live stream, it feels like a different experience, because you're part of a conference. You have a card where you know you're a delegate, and you get to have ideas right from the horse's mouth. So that is a very interesting thing. As far as all the speeches go, they've been really impressive. Just like the first speaker yesterday said, that none of them are less than the other. They're all like keynote addresses that keep on happening one after the other. But I have to say that the speech by Guy Kawasaki yesterday, it was one of the best ones, because it was very practical for a youngster like me who's, you know, thinking of going the entrepreneurship way. So he had some really practical points for you if you want to go that way, and how not to give up even after failures.
About the live stream, I was thinking like I can listen them from YouTube or TED Talk, but you know, we people are so busy nowadays, we don't get time enough to look at them and to listen carefully. But when you are in this environment, you are really prepared to listen them, to grab the most insightful ideas from them. And I'm really getting this, that I really feel it, that, and I see these people, these executive people, I really feel that I'm in the right environment to take these words in my life. Yeah.
It's really good that university give us this opportunity to participate. It's really good. It's like at least I found a person. I'm going to doing a startup here, so it's really good that I feel a bit. I was talking to my friends that I feel both crazy and brave to do a startup here, like to start a company in a country that I don't know well from what is going on in the society. But at least I found a marketing student who is interested. Maybe she would collaborate with me in future or not. This is one of the good points of networking. I'm excited about it. And also there are very, very nice talks in everyone. I can grab some points for my own business later. Maybe I can apply to that. Maybe I would be employee or I would be a leader, both of them, in near future, because I'm about to be graduated. So both of them apply. And it's really, really good that in U.S. and Finland, this is possible for students to actually participate to this kind of events.
Yeah, that's also cool, because there are a lot of people to meet here. There are a lot of new networks to make, and the speakers are very powerful. And everything here is really so nice, and I really like it to be here. It's a very good opportunity for me.